Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, about some upcoming continuing education courses in Washington. The Kirkwood Washington Regional Center doesn't only offer your traditional classes, but you have some classes that are open to the community. Can you let us know what you have coming up?
Yeah, we also are programming continuing education classes. So these are non-credit classes that are open to community members in which anyone can kind of sign up for, and of course they range in the subject matter. The month of April, we're pretty busy with continuing ed programming. We've got some classes scheduled that aren't offered very often, so kind of unique courses the public might be interested in. Starting April 1st, we have a welding metal art class that is going to be programmed for middle school and high school students. So this would be a unique opportunity for students that maybe have an interest in welding, maybe not a lot of experience, but want to learn more, to come into our lab and learn how to weld using a wire welder, a cutting torch, plasma table, and to be able to create some unique art pieces.
And has that been offered in the past? What kind of projects do they do?
Yeah, you know, this is a course that we've traditionally offered through our Kirkwood for Kids camp. And we've always had a waiting list and just a lot of students that wanted to sign up for this class. So we've decided to offer this course and expand it throughout the year to be able to allow more students sign up. So last summer, many community members have probably seen the rag bicycles that were welded. One was placed out on the fairgrounds and one was placed on the city square, and it's still there. That was a project, an art project done by our welding metal art. So the students are able to, within the lab setting, to kind of come up with their own art project, though. They don't need to do anything as extravagant as a large bicycle like that.
That's pretty neat. And then you also have a home improvement course set up.
Yeah, using our architecture and construction lab, we have a series of four home improvement classes scheduled for the first four Saturdays in April. These classes will be taught by Jason Hamilton, owner of Homes by Hamilton, so a great industry expert, to focus on kind of four different subject matter areas. We ran this class a couple years ago and had great interest, and there's just a lot of interest with HGTV and DIY Network for people to kind of tackle their own home improvement projects or remodeling projects, but they might not have the skills or the knowledge necessary to kind of get jumping into those projects. So the four classes will include the first one being kind of the basic home improvement 101, a general class that's going to teach students what's a good project to do on your own, when do you need to call in the experts, you know, informing them what permits might need to be pulled, and just making sure they have a basic understanding of projects they might be trying to get into. And then three other classes will focus on home improvement for interiors, home improvement for exteriors, and also an electrical home repair electrical course.
And how much experience do people need to have before they sign up for one of these?
Well, we find that a diverse background. A lot of the community members signing up for these don't have a lot of experience. They want to be able to tackle something on their own. Others have a little bit more in-depth, you know, but they just kind of need some guidance. What's great about these classes is the topics that will be covered are really driven by the students registered for the class. So when people are calling in to sign up, we'll ask them, you know, what are you working on, what's your trouble areas, and then we'll share that information with the instructor in advance so that he can kind of tailor the class offering to those that will be in the course.
And then the last class you have coming up that you highlighted earlier is the coaching authorization class. And that's actually a class I've been in.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for local residents. These courses are generally only offered in Linn County, occasionally in Johnson County through Kirkwood. So this is a great opportunity to have this course offered here locally. Again, this will be a class that we'll be offering the month of April. It's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, offering for 2 weekends starting April 21st. And a great way for anyone that's interested in coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics to come in and do this state-endorsed program to earn their coaching authorization.
And I think it's a class that might be helpful for even club programs that are in the area.
Yeah, it is. It's just a great way to just, you know, focus on some of the different areas that's required, anything from like injury prevention, teamwork, and so forth. Just a great certification to have for someone that's thinking about getting into the world of K-12 sports.
And if anybody's interested in signing up for the welding, the home improvement, or the coaching authorization, how do they sign up for these classes here in Washington?
They can just call us at the Washington County Regional Center, 653-4655, and we can get all the information needed over the phone to get the student registered.
That's been today's Washington Page with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.